Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news and co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production and co-host, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the co-hosts out there, you guys. You guys are co-hosts.
Which, they didn't know that.
No, and that's on me. But you guys do need to come up with more material. You really do. You really do.
Hey, they're talking to their radios all the time, guys.
I am. Yes. Oh. And they probably can't say that on the radio.
Yeah,
anyway.
I have a feeling they're definitely talking to the radio. We're going to talk to our good friend Brittany Marlowe, catch up on a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. I'm just loving the sunshine, mm-hmm. soaking every bit of it up.
Beautiful blue skies out there today. What's the rest of the day looking like?
Yeah, just like that. Nothing's going to change. It's going to be a repeat of yesterday. Beautiful, into the low 70s. Actually, some calm winds still out of the east, and no complaints.
Yeah, none. Good day to get outside if you're looking to do some things, maybe some yard work, get a walk in, anything like that. So yep. It feels like a really good day for it, especially this afternoon.
Absolutely. And as I look at the extended forecast, I don't see any more frost or colder temperatures for overnight lows. So I definitely do some gardening for sure, because we've got rain tomorrow. So some juice for the plants.
Yeah.
That's a win. No frost. We're finally in May.
Yeah. I don't know if Brittany was feeling this or not, but I was just about to ask Brittany, is it safe now? I was looking ahead, looking at the temperatures, looking at this weekend. Can we finally say goodbye to snow? Can we say goodbye to winter? I'm just a little afraid to. That's all. I wanted to talk to somebody who really knows what they're talking about. So can we actually say goodbye to it now?
Feels like we might jinx it. Just kidding.
Yeah. It does. It feels
just
like.
Just don't
it.
Put your shovel away and we're fine.
Just in case, yes.
I'm going to keep my boots out just in case. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks so much. Have a great morning.
You too. Thanks.
Best in the business. Thanks, right there. Our good friend, Brittany Marlowe. Love joining. She loves when she joins us every morning right here in this time slot. We got fun stuff lined up for you. We are going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Pizza Hut has burgers, and they're weird.
What?
So we got to talk
Hopefully
about that.
Hopefully they're pizza burgers.
If not, that would really be weird, yeah.
Got a couple of other interesting topics for us today we'll get into. We'll also have, of course, Quality Plus Printing joining us with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
It's wicked awesome.
Awesome.
Be around 8:45-ish. We'll be getting that. Looking forward to it. Get into some entertainment news with you. Nicolas Cage has got a new TV show I want to talk about.
Okay.
That should be interesting.
Okay.
Eminem said goodbye to Slim Shady in the weirdest way. We're gonna touch on that one for you. And I have a James's Flicks.
James's Ooh. Flicks?
I got a movie review.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah. It's a segment that I'd like to... Get it. No, I'm just going to talk about a movie for a minute.
Oh, okay.
And I literally mean a minute. I gave myself a timer. So
know what happens when you give yourself a timer.
Yes. Hands keep moving.
And there's a reason my hands are on the board. We are going to get into the 9 o'clock hour unisex baby names, the top names for a boy and girl.
Oh, cool.
We kind of covered baby names earlier, so we'll get into that one, kind of wrap that subject up a little bit. And I want to touch on the first time a majority of Americans are underslept.
Underslept?
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that a little bit.
That's a word, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's a new one on me.
I think we all knew this.
Yeah.
It is to me.
Live this.
It is definitely a word to me. But we start here, everybody.
All right.
I maintain, you know, something that when Carl and I, the inmates, first took over this show and took over the mornings, we promised ourselves we are going to be positive radio no matter what happens, no matter how our day was. As soon as these mics come on, we're in a good mood. We're ready to go. And we're
sunny and funny.
Yeah. And we're going to try hard not to be, you know, divisive or anything like that. So I want to get this one out of the way so in the next couple hours we can have some fun. So this can be a divisive topic, and I want to open it to the audience. 715-424-2600. Please call up and join us with your feedback, especially on this one, everybody. A man named Martin Quintana has been trying to open a taco place in a strip mall in Fort Wayne, but he ran into some red tape. Thanks to a contract that limits the type of restaurants allowed. It says you can only open a place that sells made-to-order or Subway-style sandwiches. So he sued, claiming tacos and burritos are sandwiches.
Oh, here we go.
His case has been making its way through the legal system, and a Supreme Court, a Superior Court judge just ruled on Monday that, yes, they're sandwiches. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow.
In a court of law.
Wow.
This is how tomatoes got called vegetables.
Yep, yep. There could be an appeal, and the next judge might disagree, but the ruled, but that he ruled that tacos and burritos are basically just Mexican-style sandwiches.
Okay.
I mean, you hold them in your hand, and you put them in your mouth.
The, usually with some kind of bread or grain, you know, right? A covering, if you want to call it that.
A container that
container
you can eat.
That you can eat.
Yeah, yeah. You put them in a bag.
Yeah, that's right.
Eat them with Fritos.
There's open face sandwiches as well, so tostadas would also be included, I think. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, with the legally reasons and all that, and I did just say legally. my grandfather is just rolling around right now. The attorney is just flipping. I did think that obviously there's a little bit of a seriousness to this in the sense of you know, what you can do and what you can open up in businesses and restaurants, you know, all that stuff and everything. Mm-hmm. But I do love this debate. It's one of these mixed things I live with where I am so tired of the divisiveness. I'm so tired of these people going out there and just starting fires and for no reason other than they want attention. Like, you know, guys like Aaron Rodgers and stuff who just can't, you put a microphone in front of him just so he can spew.
Yep.
And
can't help himself.
I don't know why he ever left that cave, by the way. I don't really, you know, what did he do? What has he done since then? Just throw up a bunch of nonsense conspiracy theories and tear his ACL in the first four
himself,
plays
right?
of the season. Like, that's all he's done since he's come out of that cave, pretty much. He could have just stayed in there.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that can, you know, get a little out of the way and take us in a different direction. Stuff like this, though, where it's just kind of, to me, it's a fun debate.
Yeah.
I don't mean to make light of this man's situation, but when we're just talking about it. Yeah, he won.
He did at the end.
Win, but I don't know. I think these are kind of, like, healthy debate, there's nothing wrong with that.
That's good.
No.
That's a good thing.
It's good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I can even remember growing up watching presidential debates as a kid and thinking they were interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they were civil. They were actually, you actually learned things about the candidates.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few things that I'm old school about. That I really have no problem with modern times or anything like that. You're not going to hear me complaining about this or that about today's day and age and stuff. But man, if there is one thing that I am old school about, it is politics, and it is the way we handle them.
Mm.
There was a time and age for younger listeners out there where we would have no idea who our neighbor was voting for. No idea.
Yep.
No idea. You might have a little bit of an inkling of what they lean towards or anything like that.
And conversation and that sort of thing.
With
yep.
them, sure. Mm-hmm.
But you would sooner talk to a stranger on the bus about a colonoscopy that you just got done before you would mention who, you know, they would ask you follow up questions about this colonoscopy. Oh, really? What happened to you?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And towards the end of the conversation, hey, just out of nowhere, who'd you vote for? And time would stop. What? What did you just ask me? You don't do that.
Secret
Who are
ballot,
you?
You know?
Are you not an American? You would know that if you were an American. We need that back. We need actual debating back so we can learn who these candidates are and who we're voting for.
Right.
And we need to get back to some fun debating, some of this fun stuff. Does anybody remember that dress thing?
Oh, yeah, a couple years ago.
Yeah, was it dress blue or gray or whatever?
Or gold or whatever,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. that stuff's
a shade of white.
It's I think that the conversation of debate has and conversation has gotten lost on us a bit and it just turned into arguing.
Debate should mean conversation with respect.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, and you know
you can't have a debate with somebody if you don't have some respect for them.
At least
that's what somebody told me once a long time ago.
Okay. I like that though. I like
it's not
that.
Bad.
No, I like that. I'm just thinking about it myself, and I'm pretty sure I agree. You know, just I haven't heard that before, so I really like that. That's a good one, Melissa. I respecting ourselves too, because I have a hard time believing that the majority of people out there that handle themselves like children, if you showed them a video of how they just handled themselves or they looked in the mirror when they were talking or acting like that, or if their parents were around watching them act like this, maybe their preacher, their reverend, somebody like that.
They respect.
Yeah.
Coming right back to it, Melissa. Yep.
Your mother.
Mm.
What would your mother think?
Mm-hmm.
Would she be happy with the way you're behaving?
The only problem is that the person I probably debate with the strongest in this world is my mother.
Well, see?
Well, she has a mother.
Yeah. That's true. It's a fun topic.
It is.
Feel free to call up and join us if you'd like with the conversation. Is a taco a sandwich?
And is cereal soup?
Yes.
Oh, that was the other one.
More difficult questions on WFHR.
So wasn't there also like an ancillary one on this, like if our hot dogs are sandwiches?
Yeah.
Because I think we can all agree that hamburgers are sandwiches. Those are pretty, those are pretty obvious.
Meat and bread.
But hot dogs are a little, are they? It's a good question.
I kind of think of burritos as a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Like hot dogs, tacos, that kind of thing. I think of they're their own thing. They're the open mouth sandwich, which you said
like
before.
The open face sandwiches. Yeah.
I think they're a whole different category that should have its own name.
Oh,
it should have its own name.
They shouldn't even be sandwiches.
No.
They should be something else.
Its own name. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'm throwing a monkey wrench in this whole thing. Curveball.
That poor man and just trying to open his restaurant.
Just trying to open
ruins it for him. Look, no, it's not a sandwich.
Look, how many taco spots you got in Fort Wayne? Come on. Yeah, let him open the taco
place. I say there's always room for another taco place.
Oh, more tacos.
I say that. More tacos is good.
More tacos.
Yes. Yeah.
WFHR.
Better with more tacos.
WFHR, locally grown radio and proud supporter of more tacos.
Yep.
More tacos. We will be back with more fun. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day. We get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them right now. Treat yourself. Get on over there at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Today's special is Kimberly and the following. So Kimberly chose the special today. Chicken skillet with your choice of toast or cakes.
Nice.
That sounds good. And their lunch special is a beef nacho supreme.
Yum.
Their soup's chicken dumpling. All kinds of good
classic
stuff over there.
Nacho Supreme, man.
Mm.
That sounds really good, man.
It does. Nachos.
Love Supreme just popped in my head. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Nacho
Great list.
Supreme.
Nice job.
Nacho Supreme.
Mm, that's good. That's good.
Good choices, Kimberly.
Yeah, yes. Nice job, Kimberly. And check out the rest of their menu. They've got a fun menu also with all your favorites on there as well. Join our friends over at El Cafe. They got all kinds of fun things going on over there. And you want to get used to going over there, too, because they got more and more fun things coming up throughout the summer. They're going to be busy.
I have
and
to add.
Easy to find in spite of the construction going on.
Yep. They got signs posted everywhere, so you can be
very
able to find them there.
Find.
I found it last time I went there. This is something we have not talked about enough. They have pie.
Oh,
they have pie.
They have
rhubarb pie that was there last time. I was, we had to get going. I was like, oh man, that looks so good. So one of these days, I'm going to get some of their pie.
Got to check it out.
Yeah.
Gotta check it out.
We need to do a remote from there, guys.
I'm so serious
with
about
pie.
This. We have to do this. We do. We have the technology. We can pull it off.
Yes, we can.
It isn't even that far away for us.
Mm-mm,
so
no.
I cannot tell you how much I want to do this. We are definitely doing that one of these days. Let's. We also need more of your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep them coming. We need them. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff that way. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Hit us up that way and call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600.
We'd love to hear from you. Call up and join the conversation, everybody. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
One.
All right, gives us that one. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a happy birthday to David Barrow.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Amy Dale.
Happy birthday, Amy.
Happy birthday, Amy. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Enjoy your day, Amy. We wanted to give a dramatic pause for that.
We did.
Wanted to get
pregnant pause.
Sorry, guys. I was swallowing.
No, yeah, that's completely okay.
Drinking
no
water.
Excuse. No excuse.
Water's good for you.
Very good. Very good. Thank you for the reminder. We wish you a great day, Amy, and you're our qualifier for today. Keep getting us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into our celebrity list. Andy Murray is 37, tennis stud. He became the first Brit to win the Grand Slam title in more than 40 years when he won the U.S. Open in 2012. He also beat Roger Federer for the Olympic gold medal in London in 2012, one of the best tennis matches I've ever seen in my life. Roger Federer, to me, is the, I would say him or boy, who was Pete Sampras? Mm-hmm. They're probably the two best, like, overall tennis players I've seen. I know that there are a couple of really good ones out right now that are wrapping up their careers, mm-hmm. really. But
yeah, Djokovic and those, yep.
Federer is still the best that I think I've seen overall. But that match, Andy Murray pulled something out of himself that was mm-hmm. like the pride of a nation kind of thing that was so cool to see.
Yeah.
You know, you see that in movies and TV shows every once in a while, and a couple of times in, you know, sports history we see it, but a guy truly stepping up for his people and you know, this what this means. I've heard him talk about this, and there's nothing that matches that. And
oh,
he
I'll
did,
bet.
He did something that few, like I just got done saying, like won a Grand Slam. Nobody done that in 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Pales in comparison to winning a gold medal. I love that about our our athletes. Our American athletes are much like this, too. You hear them basketball players talk about, what does it mean more? Winning titles, gold medal, right away, gold medal.
That's so cool. And I can't believe he's only 37.
Yeah.
He's been around forever.
Yeah, he has. Yeah.
Jeez.
And he's still playing.
Yeah.
Yep, still going.
He has a match today in France.
Oh, does he? Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, wow. Very good. Nice job, Melissa.
Round 32.
Be sure to be on the lookout as we have more and more fun with Playmakers. Melissa's tennis segment. We'll be doing that.
Oh, yeah.
Because she needs more work.
What we need to do is find a sport that Melissa will actually enjoy and follow.
Yes, yes.
There's got to be one out there.
I in my head, I've been working on this for a while. So
I tried fantasy football this last year.
Yep.
That was kind of a no-go.
Didn't enjoy it.
No.
Jamie Lynn Sigler is 43. She is mezzo soprano from The Sopranos. She played herself on Entourage and hasn't really worked much since. She's dealt with some health issues and some other things. And I believe she is in the podcast world as well. But acting just didn't seem like her thing necessarily. Like, she was very good as mezzo soprano, did a great job as that. And I don't know how you couldn't have taken that role and turned it into a bunch of different things if you wanted to, mm-hmm. but she didn't really want to. Mm-hmm. And that's cool. Yeah.
Yep.
David Krumholtz is 46. Fantastic actor. The math guy on Numbers. Goldstein on Harold and Kumar movies. He's Bernard the Elf in Tim Allen's Santa Claus movies.
Oh, he's great.
His performance in Oppenheimer is not going to get the credit it deserves. Mm. But if you have seen Oppenheimer, even if you don't know who David is, you know who he is now.
Yes.
Mm.
It's some of the best acting I've seen in movies, mm-hmm. period. Like, that movie has a couple of performances like that. His is not only the best I've seen him act, but the best I've seen many like, if he had been nominated for a Best Supporting Actor and had he beat Robert Downey Jr., I'd have been upset, but I'd understood.
Right.
Like, that's how good his performance was in that movie. Sorry, Melissa, what were you going to say?
That's okay. He also played in 10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, I forgot
back
about
in the
that.
Day.
Yeah.
He's a very recognizable
face. That's what I recognize him from.
Face, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you've seen him before, because he's been in lots of stuff, so yeah.
Numbers was an underrated show, too.
That was a pretty good show. Show.
Yeah.
Good show.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Okay.
Ray Lewis is 49, retired Baltimore Ravens star linebacker / Super Bowl MVP, and quite the most interesting subject matter when it comes to a lot of Ray Lewis. But if you are looking to get pumped up, if you are looking to get excited about anything, I don't care what you're doing in life, watch Ray Lewis speak to his teammates. Yep. Watch Ray Lewis come out of the tunnel during a Ravens game or something. I don't know how you can't get a little excited, a little jacked up. I don't care if you're getting ready to go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Like, you want to get hyped up, like, just like, woo,
I'm sure doctor. I'm sure your doctor would love that. Let's do this. Yeah.
Woo, give me that shot. Amat Zappa.
What's wrong with this guy?
Yes. Amat Zappa is 50. Son of Frank, brother of Dweezil. Was married to Selma Blair for a while, too.
That's right.
Screenwriter on the movie Fraggle Rock and in the adaptation of Fraggle Rock that they're working on, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you did the script on
very
that one.
Excited, very excited about that. One of the greatest running backs of all time, Emmitt Smith, is 55. Retired Dallas Cowboys legend. Dancing with the Stars winner. He won the third season with Cheryl Burke.
Telling you, he still had great feet.
Yeah, yeah.
He could always move, but man, he could do that cutback, I'm telling you.
Oh, dancing does quite a lot for football players.
Yeah, it does. That's why so many of them have won Dancing with the Stars.
Emmitt Smith was a good runner, but I think a lot of what hurt him in his career was having one of the greatest offensive lines of all time that was no detriment to him.
No.
But a lot of people felt, well, I could run for 1,000 yards behind his line. If you saw him his last year or so at Arizona, Yeah, he didn't have a lot of the things that he might have had in his rookie year, but he was a smart, very good running back that really understood lanes.
Yep.
Like, to me, the idea of being patient as a running back, it seems insane. Mm-hmm. There are 300-pound men who could run 4.2 miles, like a 40s,
yeah, 40s,
coming
yeah.
after you and everything. But that's the game. You let them come in, come into the pile here, and then I shoot out. I find an opening, and I go. It's ABC. It's not that difficult, but it is extremely difficult to be able to see the whole field, to be able to understand all of this in real time as it's going on while the 300-pound man is about to attack. Emmitt Smith showed me more in that last year's at Arizona, where they didn't have an offensive line, and he still was a good running back, still a productive mm-hmm. running back.
Even at an advanced sports age.
Yeah.
I don't say advanced age, just a sports age.
I can't think of many
in the
times.
Sporting world.
Yes.
That for me, an athlete showed me more in their last days than they did in their early days or their yep. prime.
For me, all of the best running backs were those patient ones.
Yeah.
I always waited until yes. they found that lane, and then they would go. Yep.
Dan Patrick is 68. Hey, happy wow. birthday. Former ESPN Sports head news desk guy, now works at NBC Sports. Dan's radio show is where a lot of the news happens, and still does.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Patrick wanted to do his own thing. And so out of I think it was in his attic that him and one of the guys that is part of his crew really kicked off this show, the Dan Patrick Show. And they brought in a couple more people, and then they got a sponsor, and then they turned it into this podcast where they've been on a couple of different networks, Sirius Radio, that, and now they're currently on NBC. You can catch them on Peacock as well. Mm-hmm. Dan Patrick, still going strong, still one of the most respected voices in the game. And I look up to him. I think very highly of Dan Patrick, not just because of his sports takes or anything like that. I love the idea of seeing people bet on themselves and win.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he did that. He wanted yep. to do. He wanted to do his own thing. Wanted to do sports a little differently. It was nothing against ESPN necessarily, but they kind of let him go. They were kind of like lowballing mm-hmm. him and things. So you know, Dan Patrick kind of left for dead. Oh, what's going to happen to Dan Patrick? We'll never hear from him again. He has the reason that you think of Pat, you listen to Pat McAfee, you know Pat McAfee, and he's so well watched in all those things. Dan Patrick.
Yep.
Dan
Patrick trailblazer on that one.
Yep. Got this whole thing started. There's a billion podcasts now. There's a billion sports shows, and it basically started with Dan Patrick kind of doing his own thing. Nobody wanted to go up against ESPN. Nobody could go up against ESPN. Dan Patrick kind of took the ball and ran.
How the times have changed. Also, I will always love Dan Patrick for one thing. The whiff.
yeah.
That he used to say for baseball cover. I love that.
You can make the argument. He's still the best sports center anchor.
Him and Olbermann together were pretty good.
The tandem is the best tandem ever by far. George Brett is 70.
Also, I have to throw out there, he was also in quite a few movies in the early 2000s.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
In Grown Ups, That's My Boy, Grown Ups 2.
So one
just
of the
go with it.
Dan Patrick's a really good interviewer, and it's one of the reasons I look up to him. It really has very little to do with sports. Mm-hmm. It's more about the way he carries an interview, the
As
way
a media
he treats
person,
people.
Right? Yeah.
I like the way he treats people. Even when somebody says something that might be pushing back on him or anything, he just rolls with it. He's very good at that. One of the things he wanted to do with this show was being able to interview people that he liked and who was interested in. He is a big Adam Sandler fan, so we asked Adam Sandler on the show. Sandler goes on when it's a Dan Patrick show, way before he is a big name or as a sponsor or anything. They become friends, and Adam Sandler has cast him in like four or five of his movies. Like he's played like sports guys before, but he's also played like just completely random people. And Dan Patrick will tell you he's not an actor, but boy does he try so hard in those movies. It's fun.
Good
job.
And he's got an impressive IMDb page.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, better one than I got. George Brett is 71. One of the better hitters that I saw growing up, but everybody knows him for the pine tar situation.
The pine tar thing. By the way, George Brett was so happy about the pine tar thing. And you know why? Yeah. Before that, the big story for him was the 1980 World Series when they played the Phillies and his hemorrhoid problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what everyone was talking about, was him and his hemorrhoids.
That's what it would be saying on here if it wasn't for the
pine tar game.
Yep. Yeah. One of the better character actors I've ever seen, Chaz Palamatari, is 72 today.
Ah.
Palamari. Detective Dave in The Usual Suspects, De Niro's mob rival in Analyze This. If you don't know the name, you look at a picture of him, you know him. You know Chaz.
Love him.
Great actor. Bronx mm-hmm. Tale, great performance in A Bronx Tale.
He's a little typecast as like mob yeah. type guys, but still, he's so good at it.
Yeah.
Also, Nicholas Hammond celebrating a birthday today, 74 for Nicholas Hammond, for Frederick Von Trapp from The Sound of Music.
Oh, wow. Mm. How about that?
He would go on to play the, grew up to play the first live-action Spider-Man in The Amazing Spider-Man, aired on TV in the 70s.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Really? I didn't know that was him.
I didn't know that either.
Oh, that's crazy.
I remember that show, and I did not know that.
That was weird.
He was pretty ripped in his day.
Yeah. and we've lost Melissa. just a couple more. Brian Eno is 76 today. Genius. Roxy from Roxy Music, producer of U2's Joshua Tree, Devo's Are We Not Men? We Are Devo. And composed and tons of other music. Oh, and the he composed that shimmering sound that you hear when you start up Microsoft Windows. I didn't know that.
Oh, I didn't know that either. I mean, as a producer, he's produced so many different amazing things, David Bowie, all that stuff. But as a composer, he's was at the forefront of the minimalist movement.
Yeah.
Like Music for Airports is probably one of his more famous albums, that sort of thing. So, yeah, he was huge. I mean, he's had a huge influence on lots of music throughout the last 30, 40 years.
If I was a musician, I think one of the fun things to me would be having different producers on different albums, and he would definitely be one of them I would go to. Wavy Gravy, 88 today.
Oh, jeez.
Woodstock counterculture icon who inspired the Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Real name, Hugh Rahme.
Not nearly as cool.
No. It doesn't go over there as well. Yeah. And people no longer with us, Madeleine Albright would have been celebrating a birthday on this day, born in 1937. We one more time wish happy birthday to David Barrow.
Happy birthday, David.
Happy birthday.
And to our qualifier, Amy Dale.
Amy, happy birthday.
Amy.
Enjoy your day. In a little bit, we'll be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. That's coming up for you in more fun after our news break here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We'll be talking to our good friends over at Quality Plus Printing in a moment. Get your Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday for you. Looking forward to that. Every now and then, a fast food place infringes in another brand's territory. Like back in the 80s when McDonald's briefly added pizza. That did not work.
I do not remember that at all for some reason.
Yeah,
probably for the best.
McDonald's put something in their fries so we'd forget. Pizza Hut has announced that they're adding burgers, sort of. They're called cheeseburger melts, and they're described as a Parmesan-crusted thin crust melt folded and loaded with beef, applewood smoked bacon, onions, mozzarella, and cheddar.
Okay.
A Parmesan-crusted thin crust. Like, wait a minute.
Come on.
They're embracing cheese
and more cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're embracing the fact that they don't come with a traditional bun, saying, quote, goodbye to soggy bun burger deliveries. So they're a bit like a pizza, a bit like a burger, and they look like a quesadilla.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
It's a sandwich.
It's a sandwich. Yes. Full
I'm
circle.
I'm sensing a theme today.
Full circle.
Yeah, I see. Oh, yep. They look like quesadilla.
It looks
pretty
like,
much.
It looks like a quesadilla.
It does. It really does.
It looks exactly like it. If it doesn't look like a quesadilla, it just looks like a folded pizza.
Yes.
Like a New York slice. Like
You fold it in half, and there you go. Yeah. Is that considered a sandwich?
When you fold a
New York slice of pizza in half, is that a sandwich then?
Ooh, good question.
Oh.
The cheeseburger melts come with their special world's best burger dipping sauce on the side, and they're also available in a My Hut box with fries. They're starting at $6.99. I don't know. If you are on the fringes of the Pizza Hut, you know, or a pizza world, like if you are not one of the top dogs or something, you are doing these kind of things. And Pizza Hut's been a rough going for them in recent years. Mm-hmm. They have not been able to keep up with Little Caesars or Domino's or some of the other companies. So I see why they're doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
it just feels like, too, there are better ways to get people to come to your store than coming up with the amount of time that it takes to create these things. I don't know if anybody's ever looked into this, but it is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And more times than not, it's years that they're putting into these things.
It's true.
For
the research and development and the testing.
Focus groups
and
all that good stuff, right?
Hanging out in places.
The focus group thing is a big one. Having their chefs. I mean, any of us who have cooked one meal in our lives know what it's like. I got to add a little more salt. Or, I got to add a little more of this. Or, I got to take a little out or whatever. So they're doing that.
Make it repeatable.
Mass appeal level and everything. To do all of that. And this is what you come out the box with, no pun intended. I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's a lot of money to put into something that you're really taking a big chance on.
Yeah, Well, we've seen this before.
They should have straight up done a pizza burger.
Yeah,
you know what? That probably would have been
frozen pizza burgers that you used to get.
Yep,
they weren't like pretty, but they were great.
They just had like mozzarella cheese in the middle. You know,
in the middle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like a stuffed burger.
Basically.
Could have saved you a lot of time and money. Boom. Just pizza.
We could have told you that, Pizza Hut. Should have come to us.
Pizza Hut should have either come to us or gone to like a grade school, you know, cafeteria and see what the menu.
Yeah.
And go ahead and go with that. Maybe not the smartest investment by Pizza Hut, but
we'll see.
But you want to make a smart investment, join our friends at Quality Post Printing. They join us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. You guys are making me hungry already.
Yeah, it's one of those.
So that's what we do.
That topic. We love our food topics.
Yes, we do.
Phil, how are things going over at the shop?
Doing really well. Bright, sunny day. Life's good. Busy. So that's good, too.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear. You know, Phil, you can't get on the air with the three of us and not have us talk about acting a little bit. Phil and his castmates wrapped up Rumors, the final main stage show for WRCT. Phil, how did the run feel?
It was awesome. It's hard to believe it's over. That play is just a lot of work because it's very fast-paced. A lot of quick lines, a lot of running up and down and in and out of doors. And so, it's so much involved that it taxed the end of my memory length, you know. There's falling out as I walk through the day. But it was great. If you haven't been involved with the theater, I really recommend it. It's just a great group of people. And you develop a great bond. And it's funny now that we're feeling like, what's everybody doing, you know, because we don't see each other every day.
Right.
It was just a great time. The play was so well written. And Neil Simon. And so it was so fun to do. I'm missing it already. But happy to breathe a little.
Yeah.
A little time to yourself, right?
It does sound like you got a little exercise to it. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Up and downstairs about 20 times. And
nice.
In and out of doors.
Pretending you were deaf, that was fun.
Yes.
Fun play, and it was a great group of people, and really appreciate the audience who I hope had a fun ride with us. I had several points during the play I had to turn sideways just so the audience couldn't see me smirking, you know?
Yeah.
Because you know some really lines are coming, you know.
Heard nothing but good things, Phil. And congratulations to you all on a great run. Nicely done. Have some rest, and we'll see you back on that stage real soon. And we'll be talking about WRCT in our entertainment segment in a little bit. For right now, I want to remind everybody we are calling all heroes. We are looking for heroes. You can nominate a real life hero and let us know about it. You can reach out to our friends at Quality Post Printing with that. Get them the information. Write up a line or two, or even a paragraph if you'd like, about some individual that you know that you believe deserves to be noticed, deserves to be noted and honored. And what a way to honor them, Phil. You guys have a really cool thing you're doing with this, calling all heroes and looking for heroes for our hero high.
It's been really fun. And Judy Winker is our first recipient, who a really neat lady who bakes lasagnas for people in need. I mean, it's part of a Nationwide program, but what a crazy cool thing that is. And then someone, nominated her. We've gotten several nominations since, so we'll pick another one really soon here for June. It's going really well. We get them a Hero High T-shirt, and River Kings and Rafters are involved, and so is Ruby Reds now, Mercantile 45, and, of course, the radio station in the City Times. It's a really neat thing. And, keep them coming, because we're going to keep all the entries we get, and we'll pick one out a month. And, you know, just because your entry doesn't win this month, it might win, you know, the next month. So please send us some more. We've gotten a few more in, but we'll take as many as we can get. There's a lot of good people out there, and we're hoping we can honor a few of them.
Quick way to get those names to us, you could direct message either Quality Plus Printing on Facebook or us here at WFHR. We'll make sure to get it over to Phil. You can email them as well as whamincorporated@gmail.com. The incorporated is spelled with a K, so whamincorporated@gmail.com. Phil, we have made the audience wait long enough. I have filibustered quite a while. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
That's my nickname, filibuster.
I couldn't help myself. Sorry.
Well, that's a good word for the morning. Good.
Yeah, that would have worked too.
I gotta remember that one.
This one's another lively word. Royster.
Ooh, royster.
Royster. R-O-I-S-T-E-R. Royster. Oh, there's the doorbell. See, that's the winner. You're the winner.
Yeah, there's the winner.
So to engage in noisy revelry.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, every morning. Yes. On the morning show. Yes. That's us. That is every us. Morning.
Oh, yeah. Don't call it the morning show anymore. We just call it the Royster.
Yeah, we can do that. That's
no one will know what it means. What? The Royster? What are you?
It'll give us a chance to promote the segment.
There you go.
That's a fun one, Phil. Is that one of the Word of the Day calendar words you came across? Yeah, that's a good one.
Wednesday, May 8th, so a week ago.
Nice.
I saved this one to the side. This was the word, Royster.
That's a good one, Phil.
Nice, very good.
I appreciate that. Phil, we also know how busy you guys over there. We can hear how busy you guys over there. Just real quick, you got any fun projects you're working on right now?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm the only one sitting down, which is good news for me, right? We're all busy, so they're all staring at me like, what are you doing? No, we get a lot of summer projects coming through. It's pretty crazy, but Sand Valley really ramping up for the season, along with a couple other golf courses, Bullseye, and that we do a lot of work for here in the Ridges. And so a lot of work for those places, which are obviously the weather's helping them out, and then getting ready for their times. The Raptors are getting ready, so we're doing a lot of work for the Raptors. We're actually sponsoring their T-ball contest this year. So the winner, the person that runs around doing the T-ball, they're going to get a WAM Incorporated T-shirt that we're sponsring. So that's
very cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. Excellent. Really good to hear, Phil. And we're going to keep you busy over there. We're going to send some people your way with all their printing needs. Thank you so much, Phil, for joining us. You guys have a great week. We'll talk again next Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. You guys take care. Enjoy the sunshine, right?
You too,
Phil. You too.
Thanks, Phil.
Big shout out to our friend Phil Hartley joining us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. We appreciate Phil and the team over at Quality Plus Printing. Join them right now at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call, 423-7440, 423-7440. Be sure to like their Facebook page. It's a great way to keep up to date all the things they're doing and get them those heroes suggestions. Get them over to them. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and Melissa and James hanging out with you.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school.
Think you can make an argument? Robert Plant's maybe the greatest lead singer, showman there's been in rock. He's one of them.
You can throw him in the argument,
I think.
Yep.
This still seems like future stuff, so it's a bit scary how fast it's arriving. But a 61-year-old German man named Michael Bohmer has terminal cancer, and he is leaving behind an AI version of himself.
Okay.
He's the first customer for a service called Eterones that creates your own AI double. He's been training an AI to act just like him and carry on after he's passed away. You tell it your thoughts and memories so it learns to mimic your personality, your voice, and you can even generate new ideas similar to what you might think up. They asked him 150 questions about himself and his life, and he spent several weeks answering them at length. The point is to give your family something to interact with once you're gone, so they can still ask questions and go to you for advice. Even Michael's great-great-great-great-grandchildren will be able to talk to him, or something close to that anyway. He and his wife got to see his AI in action for the first time last month, and both were very impressed. She asked to say something nice to him. She asked it to say something nice to her before bed, and in his exact voice, it said, "My love, have sweet dreams. I love you very much." It's not cheap, but not totally insane. It costs $10,000 to $15,000, but that's a one-time cost, and your family has it. It doesn't pay anything for the rest of time or whatever. There's already a wait list to sign up. 424-2600. 715-424-2600. Let's discuss. So I think the one of the things that is not clear completely yet is this like a computer? What is this specifically AI? Is it a dummy? Like a fake?
A disembodied voice.
Yeah. What is it? Just a disembodied voice? Is there an actual head or a body to this
robot?
Thing? You know, all of that. I do think that it's... It's also something that's not going away. That this is the I mean the hologram and this like those are going to combine worlds eventually, and it's going to turn into some version of Star Trek or whatever. Where what was it on Star Trek? I only saw it one time, Seth. when somebody passed away on the show, and then they had like a hologram of them, like it was a woman, and they had a hologram of her, and she had like kind of a, she said goodbye to everybody and all this and such.
Right, like, right. Oh yes, yeah. I know what you're talking about. There was like it's like a last will and testament kind of thing where they would although. That was more just like they recorded it.
Right.
It wasn't like AI. Very it was that they just recorded that before they left. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like a Black Mirror episode, I think.
I
take note, everyone. Take note.
This weekend, I'm going to Chicago. We're having a celebration of life for my papa, who we lost a couple of months ago. If you told me that I could have an AI version of him right now for free, that I could have, that I could talk to him about baseball, I could talk to him about the draft, I could talk to him about sports, or talk to him about my kids, or something like that. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And there are few things in this world that are harder for me to say than what I just said.
Right.
Because I miss that man so much.
Yep.
And it's rough thinking about it. And I try not too much, to be honest with you guys. But I miss him, and I would love to be able to talk to him. And I am not alone. Every single person listening to this right now has somebody that they are thinking of that they miss eternally. But that's the game. That's the game, man. That's life. We don't. How much does life mean if we were immortal? How much does life mean if there are no consequences, if there is not time, if we don't have these things? I don't have the answers for that. I'm throwing it out there.
No,
I'm not at all trying to say, give you some deep philosophical kind of thing or anything here. I'm just giving you what I'm my first impressions of this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Let's go ahead and take a call real quick. Good morning. What's on your mind?
Wood County has an urgent message for you.
911 lines are down in Wood County. We are working with our community partners to resolve the issue promptly. For all public safety and fire and medical matters, contact either non-emergency line of 715-421-8701 or 715-387-4394.
Press 2 to replay this message.
Hang on a second. I'm going to hit 2 for it. No. I apologize, everybody, but I got a text from Wood County, and I knew what that was.
So okay.
I could have told you all that, or I could just let them do it.
That was good, though. That worked out really nice. Yeah. Get the word out, everybody. Get the word out.
Yeah, keep that in mind, everybody. Wood County's 911 is down. Contact non-emergency lines at 715-421-8701, 421-8701. Or you can also call 715-387-4394. That is for police, fire, ambulance services.
Yeah.
And maybe not a bad idea to write these numbers down somewhere.
Just have them
these
somewhere.
Just in case something like this happens again. Again, Wood County 911 is down. Contact non-emergency lines at 715-421-8701, 421-8701. We'll go ahead and repeat this a couple of times next hour.
Yep.
Make sure that everybody's up to date on that. This is why we are here, everybody.
That's right. Information station. That's right.
And if you want to sign up for those notifications yourself, you can head over to woodcountywy.gov and head to their emergency management page to click on the Everbridge notifications.
Nice work. Nice mail. fun topic.
Well,
fun topic.
I got to say, there's this 150 questions seems hysterically low. You know, to get to know someone's, is that all your life is, 150 questions? That's it? Wow. You know, but so I don't know. I'm, you know, kind of playing off what you were saying, James, you know, about this. Losing, you know, like life is dictated by its ending. Okay. We all know this. This is something that we're all getting to. This is where we're going. Everyone is going to experience this with their loved ones and themselves. The issue I have with this is then how does that help with the process of grieving someone who's gone? Does it? I mean, for maybe some people it might. I can see that, but for a lot of people, it's just being able to. Grief is such a selfish thing. Mm-hmm. It's not that they're gone; it's that you can't be with them anymore, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You cannot spend time with them anymore. You know, they're gone. They're at peace. They're whatever you believe. You know, mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about them anymore. It's about what your relationship was with them. Mm-hmm. Does this help?
Yeah.
With that, or does this just cause you to push the grief process down the line until you never do it, or it just makes complications or what? I mean, that's one of the, for me, that's one of the moral issues with this.
Yeah.
Well, and different cultures have dealt with death and grieving in many different ways. If you mm-hmm. look back at the, Native peoples here in our country, they would get rid of everything. Mm-hmm. And this is yep. not necessarily all tribes, but I know that there are some. Kevin's food just dropped, sorry. that, you know, they burn all the clothing. They'd burn everything yep. that belonged to that person because they were dead and they're no longer here. So I think it's a very personal thing for everybody.
Absolutely.
And, you know, if having pictures around helps you. I had somebody say, well, you're going to want to take the pictures off the wall after your mom died so that you can grieve, you know, get over this. you can leave now.
Yeah. I would have the same comment.
Right.
I love having pictures around of yep. people that we've lost and stuff. Am I alone in also thinking this be a fun way to mess with your family?
Absolutely.
I mean, just answer these questions completely.
Just be a jerk. Yeah.
Like completely differently. Even using a different voice.
Like, yeah.
Or like the guy who put the thing in the casket in the ground. Ha-ha, I'm not dead.
I feel like maybe we're missing the comedic angle on this.
I think maybe we are. I've changed my mind. It's awesome.
We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.